The proposal would end the current system of having cable providers negotiate franchise deals with each individual municipality. Instead, companies that want to provide video service would apply for a single permit with the state. Once they get it, it would be theirs for good. The idea is that this is less burdensome than current law. Republicans backed this plan unanimously, but the issue divided majority Democrats who run the Senate. Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach was one of the opponents.
You know, we've had a lot of contact in our offices about this legislation. Wait till it goes through and becomes law. We're going to get a lot more contact, and it's all going to be negative. Because the people who are emailing us wanting choice are going to realize that they don't have any choice at all. And they're going to realize that when their service goes down, they're kind of out on their own now.
Erpenbach and others tried unsuccessfully to change the plan to include more consumer safeguards and more money for local public access stations. They did add a $2,000 annual fee for video providers that would support state regulators. But the proposal is still largely what the industry wanted. It's also backed by union workers who stand to benefit from building new infrastructure for offering video over internet lines. Kenosha Democratic Senator Robert Wirch voted in favor of the plan. He says his constituents have supported it overwhelmingly.
I always worry about politicians that say the public doesn't understand what's going on here. Maybe those same politicians aren't listening to the public.
The measure now goes back to the Assembly. If they agree to the Senate's changes, it next heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.